Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? And Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
All right, friends, no matter where you're at tonight, thank you for being here. We have got breaking news. I am not joking about this. Major developments tonight on a couple of different levels. We've got some things going on internationally, and we've got some things happening domestically that you need to know about and that we will keep you informed on. But we have got a huge show for you tonight as well. Kevin McCullough is my name. Welcome to Saturday. If you're watching us on Biz TV, if you're watching us on the Salem News Channel, if you're watching us online somewhere, if you're listening to us on one of 300 or more radio stations across the country, or if you're just streaming us at any of your favorite stream spots, whether it be iHeart, TuneIn, Audible, Spotify, Apple, Amazon, the rest, we are glad you're with us. And if you're listening on demand, hey, all the better for you. You're keeping control of your schedule the way you need to. Anyway, welcome in. We're glad you're here. And we've got a lot to get to, and I want to start with some of the breaking news right off the top of the bat, but let's go to the big board. We'll get to that first. Here's what's coming up tonight. We've got Congressman Lee Zeldin. Let's go to the big board. We've got Congressman Lee Zeldin, who's going to talk to us not only about the developments of what it is in New York City and in New York State in terms of fighting big crime, but why blue state governors that are Democrat in orientation currently may be due for an upset this year. Could red state Republicans overthrow blue state governors? He is a prime example of someone that could. We will talk to him about how that works. We're going to talk also with Scott Shays tonight. Conspiracy U is his book. There is a brand, it's not brand new, it's a very intense movement across the board of people that are trying to denigrate Israel, denigrate Jewish people, and we're not standing for it on college campuses anymore. And then in the Ladies Lounge tonight, we've got a trifecta. We've got Caroline Downey from the National Review. We've got Dr. Gina Loudon from Real America's Voice News. And we've got Bethany Mandel, the editor of Heroes of Liberty. All that tonight. And then because it's Super Bowl and Valentine's night or Valentine's Day weekend, we thought it would be fun in the new music spotlight to have a brand new music duet just out yesterday from Ed Sheeran and Taylor Swift. And in a little bit later in the stage, we will also have them feature something from Taylor's album a year ago. So a couple of Valentine's treats for you tonight as well. So we've got a lot to get to on this big Super Bowl weekend. Thank you for being here. Kevin McCullough, again, my name. Today, there were a couple of huge headlines. And I think that you just need to kind of see them in tandem to really understand how important they are. You have, on one hand, the current president, as diminished as he is, on the phone with the president of Russia, Mr. Putin, for more than an hour today. And he was literally trying to do everything that he could to get him to back off from his pressure on the Ukraine. Now, in response, we've also sent now several thousand more troops to the region. I don't know what that's completely about. But there's something going on there. The bottom line, the White House released a statement after that meeting went down today, and the bottom line was this: no significant movement was achieved in the 1 hour phone call between the presidents. So after all that they expended energy on, there was nothing that came about that seemed to say that they were going to be able to prevent an outbreak of hostilities between Russia and the Ukraine. And, you know, the world is somewhat on edge here because the Ukrainians are not going to take this sitting down. They may not have the fighting force that Russia has in mass, but they're not going to just take it and roll over. So we're likely looking at conflict of some sort if they do end up having these issues go down. Now, that was on one end of the scale. Then about 25 minutes later, a brand new press release came out asserting the following, that in fact, the Clinton campaign, meaning the people that were in the employment of Hillary Clinton at the time that she was campaigning for president, paid to infiltrate Trump Tower and White House servers to try to link Trump to Russia. This is according not to some hack for the Trump people. It's not some external conservative group that's making this claim. This is done by the inspector general that has been looking at this, the objective attorney that was brought in, Mr. Durham, that was brought in to take a look at these things. And he has been very slow and methodical, way too slow for President Trump's, taste towards the end of his presidency. But this is what they came up with. This is what he is announcing in his indictments that he unleashed today. Lawyers for the Clintons paid a technology company to infiltrate, that is to illegally enter the servers belonging to the Trump Tower and later the White House. Now, hold on a second. You infiltrate the servers at the Trump Towers. That's just a civil criminal problem. That's just something you did against your fellow citizen that the court will have to decide in terms of, you know, the amount of illegality and so forth. But you tried to infiltrate the servers at the White House? You paid people to hack the White House servers. That, my friend, is a crime against the nation. That is a crime against the government. That is a crime against we the people. You don't have the right to infiltrate, to unlawfully penetrate the servers of the White House. Nobody does. If I tried to do that and got caught, I would be carted off to jail. This is the problem. Inspector General Durham is saying that the campaign for Hillary Clinton not only tried to penetrate the Trump Tower servers, which was illegal, but it would be a civil and criminal thing in the society at large. But they also did it to the White House, which in my estimation makes it a treasonous action. Because what were they trying to do? They were trying to penetrate those servers in order to establish, and this is a direct quote, an interference and narrative to bring government agencies linking Donald Trump to Russia. This is the filing of the special counsel. So everything that I told you, everything that the former president told you, everything that lawful people that knew what the stakes were going on, everyone that was on those committees that wasn't a hack of Adam Schiff in Congress, everything that was said that Hillary Clinton, because we know they created the dossier, that was fake. And it was paid for by the Clinton people. But this is one step further, friend. This is one step further. This is a campaign of someone trying to win the presidency. And they hack the opponent's servers. This is the equivalent, by the way, of the people that broke into the campaign offices of Watergate during Nixon. They just didn't have computers then. But those people tried to get into the offices, look into the files, find out the information, do things illegally to assist and aid Richard Nixon in being reelected. It brought him down. This is the same thing. There is zero difference in what the Hillary people were doing here and what the Nixon people did in the early 70s. They attempted to penetrate the servers of Trump Tower. They attempted to penetrate the government-owned servers of the White House to create a false narrative to say that the former president had some connection to Russia that was illegitimate. This is the finding of the objective special counsel in his indictments today. And there are people that are being indicted. Michael Sussman is one of them, the former Clinton campaign lawyer. He was one of the chief guys that came out and was, you know, defending the Clintons during that time period. The indictment against him says he told then FBI General Counsel James Baker in September of 2016, less than 2 months before the 2016 election, that he was not doing work for any client when he requested and held a meeting in which he presented purported data and white papers that allegedly demonstrated a covert communications channel between Trump and the Kremlin. He lied to people. He said, I'm not representing anybody in this affair. I'm just showing you evidence. I have this evidence here. I just happened across it. I was just walking down the sidewalk and like chewing gum on the side of the street. I just picked this up and there it was. And lo and behold, it's evidence that shows that Trump is connected to Russia in some way. It's all a lie. It's 1000% a lie. Special Counsel Durham is ready to prove it in court. That's why he's indicted Hillary Clinton's top lawyer. Friends, this is a scandal that is worthy of jail time for the former First Lady. That's how bad this is. And that's the breaking news tonight. We'll get to more of it as we go along. Coming up next, Congressman Lee Zeldin joins me with an exclusive sit-down. He'll be with me for a couple of segments, and we look forward to getting through a lot of good stuff tonight, plus a big ladies' lounge tonight. You don't want to miss any of Radio Night Live. I'm Kevin McCullough, and we are live. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Every day, we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
I have to tell you, friend, when blue state governors this week decided to lift mask mandates, starting in New Jersey, then a few hours later, Gavin Newsom announced it in the Communist Republic of California, and then Connecticut, another blue state, decided to follow suit. I really anticipated that this week we were going to get a change of heart in New York's governor, Governor Kathy Hochul, who is just new to the position, not well known across the state, has trouble with name recognition, even though she is the sitting governor. And I thought, you know what, this would be a good way for her to send a good message to the people of New York. And little did I know that she had really no intention of unmasking the kids at all. It irritated the man who is going to face her likely in the head-to-head general election, although the Democrats do have a contested primary, and maybe that's what's at play here. But for those of you that live in the tri-state area, you already know this. For those of you that listen nationwide, I want to bring you into a little bit of the behind the scenes here. So Congressman Lee Zeldin, a rock star, in my opinion, as a congressman, who would be the next governor if he had his way in the state of New York, joins me. Lee, always a pleasure to speak with you. When I saw your Instagram or Twitter handle, whichever one, both maybe, the other night, it sent just a reminder to me that even though we've been in this major public crisis for the last 2 years, politicians are still ready to play politics, even when it comes to our own kids. Your reaction, not just as the gubernatorial candidate for the Republicans, but also as a dad who has children that are in this very situation.
All COVID mandates should end today. They should have ended already. And while all these other blue state control freak governors across the country over the last few days were following the political science at it, because, you know, for sure they weren't going to follow the actual science and get rid of the masks earlier. They all made their decisions to get rid of their statewide mask mandates, including these kids in school. But Kathy Hochul, who we're not asking to be the leader at this point, we're just asking for her to be a follower and do the right thing in unmasking our kids as young as 2 years old. She decides not only will she not remove the mask mandate, she's actually extending it, the opposite of what she should be doing. And as a parent, it's really tough to watch. I also believe that it's not legal or constitutional because this all has been done without going through the legislature. And then lastly, I'd point out, I was driving in my car and I was listening to a taxpayer-funded public service announcement where they were talking about how the the CDC was no longer recommending the use of N95 of cloth masks. The kids in school, these 2-year-olds, these 3-year-olds, these 7-year-olds, they're wearing cloth masks.
Right.
They're wearing a mask. They are being required to wear a mask that the CDC is recommending against. So you take that and you add the developmental, mental, emotional, physical abuse, the damage that's been done during this pandemic. It is absolutely the wrong answer on every level.
Lee, I could not say amen any harder in agreement with you, but let me ask you from the 35,000-foot view here, what is going on? Is this a case in which she sees a primary challenge coming in June, and she's afraid that the teachers' unions won't endorse her if she doesn't just bow at the altar of whatever their leadership says? By the way, I'm all for teachers in public schools. I think most of them do a really admirable job. But I have found the teachers' unions to be some of the most anti-children, useless, hypocritical, you know, opposite of whatever a public servant is, a self-servant, I guess, to the welfare and benefit of children. And it seems like this could be the only explanation as to why she would go in the direction that she did.
We're stuck here speculating because there's nothing that really makes any good sense. So you have one theory that could very well be the case. I would add a couple of other ideas, too.
Okay.
She comes from the Andrew Cuomo school, and there's an outsized ego. There's a lust for more power and control. They believe that New York State loves their emperor governors. There's that piece of it, which is somewhat related to the next point, is that in the name of the pandemic, they have been able to get other stuff done. She has, as she thinks that she has powers because there's a pandemic, and if she loses those powers, then she has to go through the legislature. In some of the cases, the legislature themselves don't want to cast some of those votes. They want the governor to be able to do that end around. They spend money that maybe they wouldn't otherwise get the authority to spend. They change how elections would be administered in ways that they wouldn't otherwise be allowed to change. And the last point that I would say, and again, we're just, you know, spitballing here because nobody knows, because there is no good answer.
Yeah, well, there's no logical answer for sure.
Yeah, is that you had a Nassau County Supreme Court judge rule that this mask mandate was illegal and unconstitutional, and if she gets rid of the mask mandate, then the case may just go away because a judge might say that the point is moot, and then the last word on the merits is a Supreme Court judge saying that her mask mandate was illegal and unconstitutional. Part of her may want this to go on because she wants a ruling on the merits at an appeals court that wasn't unconstitutional or illegal. But, you know, these are all theories. Who knows? But there's no good answer.
Let me ask you, because as a congressman, you have more than ably served your congressional district, and you've done the nation a huge favor. Some of the committees you sat on during the Trump years were, it was vital that you were there and that your voice was heard, and you made a real difference. I know that you intend to do the same thing for Albany. And let me ask you about a parallel situation in which Eric Adams is the newly elected mayor of New York City. And he ran on a platform of law enforcement and trying to get crime under control. And when he took office, he got to pick his police commissioner. And he immediately went to the newly elected DA, the long-standing Senate leader and Assembly leader, and the governor, the same governor that we're talking about, Kathy Hochul. And to each of those doors, that he more or less had it slammed in his face, and they said, no help from us, no bail reform, nothing else, we're going to keep things just as they are. Lee, part of the reason you're running is because of the deterioration you see from the public servants that have been there for the past number of years. Is it possible for a Republican Governor Lee Zeldin and a Democrat reform-minded mayor of Eric Adams, is it possible for those two men to come together and work on actually solving the law problem or the crime problem in New York City?
Absolutely. We have to. It doesn't matter whether you're Republican or Democrat. Cashless bail should be repealed. Mayor Adams says that he believes that judges should have the discretion to weigh dangerousness. I agree with him. I believe that judges should have the discretion to weigh dangerousness and flight risk and seriousness of offense and past criminal record when setting bail. I believe that I'd be able to sit down with Eric Adams and be able to get on the same page relatively quickly. It's also important that we don't just win the race for governor,
right,
but that people get out there and they vote for state senate and state assembly, and that we break the supermajority in both of those houses. We have mechanisms to be able to get good things done starting on day one with executive orders. I believe that we should pass a law enforcement bill of rights in New York. I would pursue removing DA Alvin Bragg for his refusal to enforce.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden warned Russian President Vladimir Putin on a phone call of swift and severe costs if Russia escalates tensions by invading Ukraine. According to the White House, Biden also said that a further Russian invasion of Ukraine would produce widespread human suffering and diminish Russia's standing. Russia continues military exercises on the border with Ukraine with almost 100,000 troops. Also, Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke on the phone with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Officials are warning U.S. Embassy personnel to evacuate from the capital of Ukraine. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
We want to be crystal clear on this point. Any American in Ukraine should leave as soon as possible, and in any event, in the next 24 to 48 hours.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
When Eric Adams got elected as mayor, the national media treated him as a new kind of Democrat. We would call him a more centrist or somebody that was, you know, maybe very probably recognizable in the past Democratic Party. The party has moved so far to the left. I'm curious, Lee, if you are able to become governor and forge an actual cooperation with a Democrat mayor, could this be the setting of the stage to spell the end of uniparty rule in places that are deeply blue in other areas? I just think that there's got to be a greater focus on common sense and problem solving rather than partisanship, because I think the nation's endured too much.
I agree. And that happens on November 8th. By us winning this race for governor, one-party rule in Albany ends right then and there.
Yeah.
As far as what to do with that power, with that balance, both political and geographic balance that's restored to the state, it is important to work with those who are in office who are willing to find common ground however possible. I don't like the mentality of some, and I see it in Washington, with, you know, serving in the House of Representatives, where we're stuck with a Speaker Pelosi right now. The only acceptable version of compromise is for you to 100% think like them. And by the way, if you don't think like them, you your voice should be canceled. Big tech should suspend your accounts. The media will fact check you regardless of you know, whether you say is true or not. The extreme that this whole thing has gotten to needs to be brought back to the middle. And I believe that by far a large majority of average everyday Americans, they want balance, they want common sense, they want to see people working together to try to move our state forward, our country forward, and I would be eager to try to find common ground with the mayor of New York City to see how strategically we could get these important victories over the finish line.
I think in terms of law enforcement, there is nothing more important than that, and lifting COVID restrictions. You started out by addressing that directly. Lee, the there are now, I think, six or seven European countries that have ended all COVID lockdowns, restrictions, anything you want to call it, changes since the pandemic. They've lifted all of them. And the United States is still trailing far behind in terms of how we're thinking about what we're doing. I'm just curious, shifting gears slightly, you're still a congressman. You're going to be holding that seat this year, doing your constitutional duties to cast votes and to do the people's business. How do you anticipate this election cycle coming out of this presidency with this economy and this kind of COVID problem, and not just COVID problem, law enforcement problem. There's a number of problems domestically across the board. What are you anticipating is going to happen in the House that you hope to leave?
The House of Representatives is going to flip November 8th. We're going to take the gavels out of the hands of Pelosi and Schiff and Nadler and Waters. The people of this country are going to do that. And can you imagine when you think of all the ways that Jerry Nadler has come up short as the chair of the House Judiciary Committee to turn the gavel over to a Jim Jordan? I mean, all of the new ways related to oversight, transparency, accountability, for there to actually be balance restored, there's a lot that can be done January of 2023. From earlier, we're talking about day one as governor. From day one of a new house, they immediately can change the agenda, what bills are coming up for a vote, what the hearings are, how, you know, subpoenas get issued. The whole process can change 11 months from now. It can't happen soon enough. Between now and November, I am not expecting this. I mean, right now we have one-party rule in D.C. I don't believe that they're going to get much done because they, you know, the way the process works in the Senate, you need 60 votes. They don't have there's only 50 Democratic senators. So the mentality that they're just going to go at all of this stuff alone to appease their far left base because they're worried about primaries, that means that you'll never get 60 votes on anything.
Yeah.
So that alone strategically doesn't work. Even on the House side, there's such a slim majority. And if they're not going to work with Republicans, they're just going to go at it all alone. You have a few Democrats, you know, each day, each week, as November 8th gets closer, who are going to be more and more spooked about the reality that they're likely going to lose their seat by playing along with this.
Yeah.
So Pelosi's ability to go at this stuff alone, even where she only needs a majority in her house, that becomes more and more difficult as November 8th gets closer. There's a lot that we know that needs to get done between now and November 8th, but I don't have high hopes for that majority to get it done. I believe a wave is coming. I believe a big red tsunami is coming to New York and elsewhere, but we have to work hard in order to make sure that the conditions are right for that big win.
Every single day. Hey, Lee Zeldin, always appreciate your time. Thank you for being here.
You got it. Have a great day.
Kevin McCullough, so glad to have the congressman with us, and I hope, friend, that you will consider helping him. ZeldinForNewYork.com. ZeldinForNewYork.com. Kevin McCullough, coming right back. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey.
Everybody loves my baby, but my baby loves nobody but me. No one but me.
And now back to Radio Night Live. Once again, Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. When you talk about or you hear people discussing bias on the college campus, you may think that you've heard it all. But when you combine bias towards those that think a certain way or hold a certain political viewpoints and you mix in the idea of the state of Israel, you seem to set off fires that you just won't see in many other places. And that is kind of the premise of Scott Shea's new book, Conspiracy U. And Scott joins us here at the Kevin McCullough microphone for the first time. We've been together at the John Catsimatidis studio, but we've never had a private conversation. And Scott, it's good to welcome you here.
In that discussion Kevin, with John.
Thank you. It's good to be with you.
In that discussion with John, we didn't really get into the background of why you wrote Conspiracy U. Walk me through that. How did that book come about?
Well, it came about, I was actually about to write a 2,500-word article that I was asked to write on the 75th anniversary of my father's liberation from Dachau, which is basically when everyone who was there in the concentration camp was liberated by the American forces. And I went back and decided to read a book that was written by a professor at Northwestern University called The Hoax of the 20th Century, Professor Arthur Butz. And I remembered how my father reacted to it at the time, and I never actually read the book. I knew that it was a dark book, but once I read it, I couldn't believe it, because here is a tenured professor at Northwestern University who is arguing that the Holocaust never happened, that evil moneyed Jews planted documents all across Europe to have fake evidence of a Holocaust, that all of the people who, all of the Germans who admitted to taking roles or witnessing the murder of 6 million Jews, whether they be witnesses, perpetrators, murderers themselves, guards, or just bystanders, they were all, according to him, bamboozled by deviant Zionists. And I'm using, to a great degree, his words. And it was unbelievable that a academic could write this stuff. And I realized it was on the far right and on the far left, and that it's endemic, that people in academia are starting conspiracy theories, in some cases knowingly, about Jews and about Israel. I couldn't believe it. And my father lived through a time, and we had talked about this, in the 30s, when conspiracy theories about Jews, emanating also from academia and other places, were as prevalent in Europe as Indo-European languages.
And this is something that you didn't find was just going on at just Northwestern. This is actually a problem across a large swath of the American university.
Oh, no question. I mean, there's a woman who wrote, her name is Professor Jasper Puar at Rutgers, and she's currently a visiting professor at University of Chicago. And she's just one person. There's so many. That wrote that Jews are harvesting the organs of Palestinians. She writes that they are using systemic algorithms somehow that they are magic, that are controlling and starving Palestinians. She writes about all sorts of things that kind of seem to come out of a science fiction novel. Yet, her book won Best Book from the Women's Studies Association. She's lauded, vetted, and this goes on and on. I read a book by a professor at Northwestern, one of the top professors in the anthropology department. She wrote a book about where she thinks that anthropologists are being systemically persecuted by Zionists. And she wrote a whole book and she found no evidence of it, but the lack of evidence, to her in the end, was just a proof of how good the Zionists are of carrying, wow, this out. Normally, someone who writes a book, someone who says, you know, there's like this demon under my bed, and then you go and you check under the bed, and you check in the closets, and you check everywhere, you sort of try to conclude that there is no thing under your bed. But in her views, that's just proof that there is. Now, other people might say you should do something else other than write a book if you think that way. But this is another book, a lauded book, partially funded with Northwestern University research dollars. There's no research. It's a set of conspiracy theories.
So what is your biggest concern, that these people think these ideas and write about them, or that they are teaching the next generation them?
My biggest worry, and I'm really frightened about this, is campuses. It's not like Vegas. What happens on campus doesn't stay on campus. And this this narrative, this conspiracy theory narrative about the Jews has really gone not only to the campus academia world where people are now growing this, but it's invaded the media. It's hard to read articles in some of the mainstream media without finding a distinct anti-Israel bias. You've had hundreds of journalists say they won't report positive news about Israel because it's essentially because it's fake. You have this happening now, beginning to happen in the investment world. Morningstar is currently commissioned. I wrote an op-ed piece about this, and which helped get this going. But Morningstar now has commissioned an internal investigation because of their systemic sort of friendliness to the boycott, divest, and sanction movement against Israel.
Yeah.
So this is infecting all different areas. And by the way, the Jews are just the canary in the coal mine here. It's not good to be the canary and roll over dead, but it's also not stopping with the Jews.
Right. No, I think that that's a much more broad point that people are not always willing to make, but I think that it's important to point out. Crazy. Well, the book is called Conspiracy U, and friends, I'd love for you to check it out. Scott Shays is the author, and Scott, we appreciate your insights. Thank you for being with us.
Kevin, it's a pleasure to be with you.
You got it. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away.
Coming up next, it is music for your Valentine's Day weekend with duets from Ed Sheeran and Taylor Swift as Radio Night Live continues from New York.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Michigan. From New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, on this Super Bowl / Valentine's Day weekend, we thought it would be fun to have some songs of love. Here's Taylor Swift and Ed Sheeran.
How was I to know? It's a crazy thing. I showed you my hand, and you still let me win. Who was I to say? This was meant to be. The road that was broken brought us together. And I know you could fall for a thousand kings and hearts.
Queen, the brand new duet from Ed Sheeran and Taylor Swift in the New Music Spotlight tonight. And again, if you want to hear more of the New Music Spotlight artists, we've got playlists on Apple Music and Spotify. Just look for Radio Night Live, New Music Spotlight. Kevin McCullough and Hour 2 of Radio Night Live is straight ahead.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.